I'll just kind of try to shock you a little bit to say some of the things we read in the Bible, we spiritualize because we go, well, that can't really be saying that. It's like, no, that is what it's saying. I know that's not the way we retell the story to our children, but that is what it's saying, and that is exactly what happened, and that is how she became queen. And God's not mentioned in the book of Esther one time. You probably know that. I mean, under any name, Yahweh, anything. But really, the book's all about God. And what I'm getting at, it's a great metaphor. It actually happened, but it's also a great metaphor for the ministry I feel like the Lord's given us. I feel like there's Mordecais that are very important, and they encourage the Esthers. Come on, you know, you got to get into the king's palace. But then there's Esthers, and Esthers are concerned about how the king gets influenced, who influences the king. And they don't want their uncle, crazy uncle Mordecai, maybe hanging around the palace when he's acting crazy. If you know what I mean. The story of Esther. Mordecai finally figures out that Haman convinced the king to, you know, to annihilate all the Jews. And he's trying to get Esther's attention. And so he goes to the castle, you know, dressed in sackcloth and you know the whole thing. Ragged clothes, he's got dust on his head. And Esther looks out and she's embarrassed that her uncle Mordecai is dressed like a slob. So she sends him clothes, royal clothes, and tells him to calm down. And that's where the famous verses come, where Mordecai says to Esther, hey, you think you and your family are going to be spared, but let me tell you something. We're going to die and you're all going to die. And you're not going to be spared. As soon as the king finds out you're a Jew, he's going to kill you too. So you can be in there in your royal garments and royal palace. You can just kind of figure he's pretty mad because she's not paying attention. And he goes, but what if you came into royalty? Most famous line in Book of Esther for a time like this. And then she responds positively and says, okay, well, you pray and fast. We'll pray and fast. And I'll go to the king uninvited. And if I perish, I perish. Most famous line. But that was Mordecai saying to Esther,